Welcome to Catalyze, the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Are you living a life full force? Because if you're not, you need to be. I'm passionate about this because I shouldn't be here. I hope what I share inspires you to live in the present, heal yourself from the past, and make your health a priority. Now, a bit about me. I am a wife of a retired military veteran, and I stopped my career in my dreams to follow his military career and raise our family. Now, military life meant picking up and moving every 3 years, having to make new connections, new jobs, and adapting to ever-changing environments. As my husband embarked on deployments, often spending extended periods of time away from us, the responsibilities of managing household affairs and raising our children fell squarely on my shoulders, which ended up taking a toll on my health. Now, as I was becoming an empty nester, my role as I knew it was going to change. I wanted more, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Now, I always considered myself a jack of all trades and a master of none. And I knew I wanted to get in better shape, so I started a fitness journey, which then led me to personal development. And then in 2020, COVID hit, but I actually felt lucky. Now hear me out. I had started on that mindset journey and not much in my life changed. And that was so helpful during that time. We had booked our very first vacation to Mexico without the kids. And that almost got derailed, but we went and we had a blast. And that was the exact time that they started testing to come back into the United States. We both passed the COVID test and came home. Now, fast forward 6 months, they lifted restrictions and I went and I decided to get my certification for speaker coaching and training. And then I was off to another business event. But at this time, something happened. I wasn't feeling good. I thought it was just a sinus infection. But it wasn't, because my husband also got sick. My son decided to bring me to the hospital, which actually saved my life. So I waved goodbye and I said, I love you. And we were off to the hospital. When I arrived, my oxygen was down to 79. They rushed me back. And of course, once I was on oxygen, I thought I'd be fine. I wasn't worried at all. But then a week later, they moved me to a room closest to the nurse's station. Now, by this time, I was having some other issues, but I still wasn't worried. My mindset was still good. Then they started talking about putting me on a ventilator, but I heard all those stories and I said, no, I'll be fine. I was even having food delivered because we all know how hospital food is. It's not the best. But then they said, we're moving you to ICU. That's when I said, oh, well, I'm going ass backwards. This isn't good. During the stay, they had been giving me insulin because of my sugars were all over the place. But I wasn't even a diabetic, and I felt like a pincushion. Then one night, they took my blood from my artery. I still thought I'd be okay. Doctor came in and said, you will be put on a ventilator. You will have a trach. You will have a hole in your neck and you have a 1 in 4 chances of living and you have 5 minutes to tell your family. Whew. My world stopped. What would you do if in that moment, if that happened to you? Your life might be over. Do the people you know that you love know that you love them that much? Do you have your finances in order in case something like this happens? Does your loved ones have access to passwords or bills so they can pay them? Because when something like this happens, the other person in your life could be at a loss. Do you have a plan in case you die? Your life is it flashes in front of you. Now, do you live a life full force? Now, I personally said three prayers. And one of them was that my husband and son would repair their relationship that had been damaged for a few years. My second was to get to see my daughter walk down the aisle with my husband. She was supposed to get married that December to her eighth grade sweetheart. And number three was to one day be a Nona and have a grandbaby. Now, I called and texted as many people as I could in 5 minutes. I was flown out to a military hospital, and I ended up on COVID. I ended up having COVID double pneumonia, months on life support. I was placed on the ECMO machine. I ended up having seizures, blood transfusions, lung and leg clots, and the right side of my heart got damaged. Now, when I woke up, I had lost most of my muscle mass. I lost the ability to write, walk, and I couldn't speak. And this whole time, my family couldn't see me. And that was so frustrating for all of us. Once I got home and a month into my rehab, I thought the path I had been working on was over. Now, how am I going to do what I planned on doing if I can't even speak? That's when all my training in the mindset kicked in and I kicked negative Nancy out. I said, maybe not today, but I will. I took a year to get myself healed as best as I could, and I decided not to let this stop me. And within that year, all of my prayers had come true. My health was improving. I will never get rid of the lung scarring, but I am amazed at the body's resiliency and healing. And I decided to take a deeper dive into epigenetic testing, which gave me the insight I needed to overcome my health issues. One of my gene markers is the MTHFR gene. This mutation will cause issues with detoxing, and it also does havoc on hormone balances and immune system function. It has been associated with autoimmune conditions such as fibromyalgia, Hashimoto's, and lupus. You also can have a risk for complications during pregnancies and even mental health issues. This meant I was not absorbing nutrients my body needed. And the report told me what foods I needed, which ones to avoid, like folic acid. Did you know that cereals and most juices and other processed foods have that in it? People with the MTHFR gene actually need folate, not synthetic folic acid. I was hurting myself by eating and drinking these products without even realizing it, and taking forms of synthetic supplements that I was prescribed, that it wasn't helping me at all. Most of the doctors aren't even trained on this. And this is why you need to be your own advocate. So now I take supplements made by me for me, so there's no more guessing. What a difference it has made. It's hard to get all the nutrients from the foods these days, so we need supplements. Are you aware of what your body needs? I've had over six different medications I was prescribed from doctors. And after getting my reports, I was able to go to the doctor and tell them what my genes said, and stopped all except my thyroid medication, which I need because I had radioactive iodine treatment done years ago. Now, my thyroid is only a pea size now. Now, I was told that the only way I could survive from Graves' disease was to get that radioactive iodine treatment done. There wasn't a lot of information out there, but now I know there could have been some things that I could have done to reverse my Graves' disease. Now, that was definitely more helpful than taking the dramatic step of radiation, but now I have to be on medication the rest of my life. Honestly, this MTHFR gene wreaks havoc on your body, and the earlier you find out if you have this gene, you can start making sure to take the steps to help you prevent health issues in the future. While we cannot change our genes mutation, we can make the dietary changes and supplements. Now, if you have bloating or gut or brain fog, or even your vitamin D is low, like mine was, they had me on 50,000 units of vitamin D2, which I wasn't absorbing because my level was at a 16 before COVID. But now I'm at a 60 because I am taking the methylated formula, because now I know what my genes actually need. Would you benefit from knowing this? So you can start healing if that is something you're struggling with. Another helpful hint, make sure you're hydrating and drinking half your weight in ounces daily. More if you're working out. Adding electrolytes and Celtic salt helps get your minerals in. I had many of these issues before. Getting COVID pneumonia, which if I knew what my gene makeup was, I could have prevented that. I was absorbing the nutrition. Did you know that your gut is considered your second brain? It can operate somewhat independently from your brain and central nervous system. I was so surprised when I heard that. Have you heard of leaky gut? So diet, stress, medications, infections like parasites, and our age are all factors. But there are solutions to repair your gut. We have a thing called Triad. It can help cell turnover and repair, growth, and so much more. Learning about epigenetic started my journey, and I decided to share what I know and help people get their health back by advocating for themselves. Now, a little bit about my upbringing. I learned at a young age to embrace life's challenges. I loved being a daredevil on too many occasions. I participated in all sorts of sports and I thrived on competition. I preferred being out of my house, which this helped a lot because I was raised by a strict and physically and mentally abusive mother. And you learn how to adapt quickly to whatever was thrown at you when you're in that house. I loved embracing new experiences. I thrived on taking risks, like I bungee jumped, for an example. But some moments I wish I could change, like enduring two traumatic assaults at the age of 15. Unfortunately, I was sexually assaulted and my virginity was stolen away from me. Months later, I landed in Teen Magazine, but a jealous pair decided to attack me between our bus stops. She threw me into a bus. Now, I ended up having a Gaetano commercial shoot that Friday. I was so excited about it. And that Tuesday, all this was taken away from me. When the assault actually happened, though, I remembered floating above my body. And I could see everyone around me, all the kids on the bus, but I was knocked out cold. I seen a white light in a tunnel, but I heard voices saying it wasn't my time. And I went back into my body. I remember being in the hospital. I ended up with a fractured skull. I had two black eyes, and when I tried to talk, it sounded like a toddler babbling. I was very lucky I didn't have blood on my brain. That was where I learned of my blood type. For the first time, which years later, I started to question. And then in 2018, thanks to Ancestry, I found out that my father that raised me, that I was thinking was my biological father, wasn't. So at the age of 44 years of my life, was a lie. I have forgiven my mother many years ago. She died in 2012. Now my family, unfortunately, isn't the same. And whether it's family or friends, they may walk out of your life. If they choose to do that for your own well-being, let them. I am blessed to have a wonderful relationship with my bio dad and my uncle. Unfortunately, my dad that raised me had passed from dementia. Now, life throws many curveballs. I ended up in what I call the battle of the decades for my medical issues, where I ended up getting meningitis twice in 4 years. Had a miscarriage in the first trimester, which more than likely was related to the MTHFR gene. While in my early 30s, I was having issues with my legs. When I tried to go running, they would like give out on me, and the doctors ran test after test after test. And at first I thought, they thought I might have MS. They couldn't figure it out. And I woke up paralyzed twice. That was scary. And I had brain fog all the time and always felt exhausted. And I got diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And then years later, I was diagnosed with Graves' disease. And then after that, I got a sleep disorder. But I never let any of it define me. I kept fighting. I still tried to stay active. I did fitness challenges, cardio, bar, and even kickboxing. But I was still struggling. I wasn't losing the weight. Come to find out, I was making more inflammation in my body by doing these activities. And I have the HLA-C SNPs, which means I need stress relieving activities like meditation, stretching, or yoga, or even Pilates, which I prefer. The funny part is many years ago, I was told I needed yoga in my life, but I always felt I couldn't slow down. I couldn't slow down enough. I always felt like I needed to be on the go. And come to find out, wasn't that I needed. I didn't need that. But my body was in fight and flight mode. My body was spending too much time in the state of high alert, which can be exhausting and physically draining, leading to the high blood pressure, the migraines, and other health issues that I started to have. Now, I also had where I was feeling hungry all the time. And come to find out, I have an LEPR gene. And that gives you a potential for increased hunger due to lower leptin hormone levels. I also learned that people with the MTHFR gene and the FUT2 gene would benefit from a Mediterranean diet. So I do that as much as possible. I also have organic fruits and vegetables, wild fish, or grass-fed meat. Very beneficial if you're able to do that. So we do these epigenetic testings. We cover weight management, health, aging, sports, fitness, and skin. And then we also, if you have, when we did the skin, I unfortunately had the IL-6, which is a UV radiation stress marker. So when I was younger, lathering up in baby oil and trying to tan without sunscreen wasn't a good choice. People with the SNPs need to wear polarized sunglasses and sunscreen. So more often, that would be the way to go. You need to stay away from, you know, tanning beds or burning. And those are a no-go. And thank God we have the technology we have now, because we don't have the excuses anymore. And I want others to see that it is possible to overcome such life-altering scenarios and embrace their resiliency, courage, and believing in themselves. If you're serious about getting healthy, this is your opportunity. So after this near-death experience that I had, which I had a few, I wanted to encourage others to live a purposeful life. So that's when Live Life Full Force was born. It's a personalized coaching program. It uses wellness, where I incorporate the epigenetic testing, which is highly beneficial as it empowers you to understand how lifestyle choices and environment interact with your genes. You gain valuable insight into how factors like diet, your movement, stress levels, and sleep patterns can impact gene expression and overall well-being. You take control of your destiny, nobody else but you. Be kind to yourself during this healing process. Practice self-compassion by treating yourself with the same understanding and support that you would offer to a friend facing similar challenges. Understand that healing takes time and it's okay. You need to care about yourself. You need to make yourself a priority. The first step towards overcoming past traumas is acknowledging and validating your feelings. It's essential to give yourself the permission to feel the emotions and associate with your experiences. By recognizing and accepting your emotions, you can begin the process of healing and move towards a place of self-empowerment. Building resilience, that's a key to overcoming past traumas. Cultivate positive habits and contribute to your overall well-being, such as regular exercise, healthy eating, mindfulness, adequate sleep. These habits are not only able to improve your physical health, but also contribute to a positive mindset and increase resilience in the face of adversity. And I also do purposeful living. It's aligning your actions, values, and goals with a sense of meaning and fulfillment. It's identifying what matters most to you that involves intentional decision-making, self-reflection, and commitment to personal growth. I want to empower you to take control of your life. You are one of a kind, and that is my focus, you. This is my why. My coaching is personalized. So let's say yes to you and what aligns, and no to what doesn't. I want to give thanks to all of my doctors and nurses that helped me through my illness, but above all, to God for always having my hand. So now I can help you on your journey.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session of Catalyze. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.